Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And you know, how do you enjoy prosperity? Well, you do all the stuff that got you there in the first place.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
All the little things, you know, it's not some deal where you I'll get in trouble for this, I'm certain, but
Andy Dirt Johnson,
where you know, instead of playing hard and getting a first down and getting a play, then you know, you want to sit behind a shade tree, eat a fish sandwich, and drink a lemonade with your fat little girlfriend.
And Brendan Sprague.
I'm working on this trademark cough. What do you think? It's getting better, too. We marched it downfield.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080, The Fan.
Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader, 1080, The Fan, 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Good morning, everybody. I did enjoy, we have a listener who has been texting in thoughts from yesterday's show.
Okay.
Because he thought he was watching today's show and didn't just now realize he was watching yesterday's show. And he texted in, Dirt's on a roll on the Blazers right now. I'm going to talk about the Blazers today. I don't think.
And somebody
I just realized that.
Largely agree with Dirt, but man, he got real angry today.
It was just yesterday that I got very angry.
Tone, you kind of got mad. You were starting to actually get mad.
I am very mad. I'm honestly just dead as a fan, to be honest with you, to a certain point. At this point, but yeah, I am a little angry.
I don't think you can be mad and dead at the same time. I think if you're mad, you care a lot.
That's
and if
a
you're
valid
dead,
argument.
You don't care at all.
You know what happened last night? The San Antonio Spurs won a game. So you know, had you lost to Atlanta.
You know what's funny? I may never do anything better in my entire life than making that Mike Leach open. But Dirt alerted me to a video that our super digital producer made, Jake.
We do cut-ups of videos from the show, so if you go subscribe to our YouTube channel, there's little snippets and segments that pop up throughout the course of the day, and Jake does a wonderful job doing them.
And he basically posted it, and there's, of course, comments that call me an idiot. It's just like... Denny Avdija will make you rue the day you suggested he's not a number one.
How dare you? How dare you?
Somebody said he's
him.
Putting up Clyde and Dame historic stats.
He's on a historic run right now.
30-10's cool, but can we quit acting like it's like historic?
They are very big into Denny Avdija in Israel. I know that's shocking news, but we get a lot of clicks and views from Israel whenever a Denny Avdija video gets popped up on our old YouTube feed. And so the people over there not happy with your Denny Avdija takes being a number three option in the NBA. How
dare
you?
That's the thing over there they should be unhappy about.
I mean, priorities, you know, priorities here. Does this make sense to you? Nothing like the NFL where we talk about this and it's an actual headline. This is the number one story on ESPN right now. The number one story on that website.
That
currently.
Doesn't make it right.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't make it right.
This isn't even in my top 10 of stories I care about.
You don't want to talk about how Steph would have only scored 17 back in the day because we would have beat him up. That's what players of the past era has told me.
I did see Adam Lefko quote tweeted First Take, because I guess First Take yesterday was debating about how one player told Stephen A. that Steph wouldn't average 17
wouldn't
in his
average
era
17 points per game in the 1980s.
Because they would have, quote, beat him up. And Lefko was like, why is that always the default? He wouldn't have done it. We would have punched him in the face. And it's like,
I mean, it's just really stupid. It's really
so
stupid.
So you wouldn't have actually played the game. You would have just cheated and...
Yeah. I just...
Played boxing.
Clotheslined him and just, okay. You know. All could right. You stay in front of him?
It's
could
just
you...
such a stupid...
It's such so stupid. The New England Patriots have traded Joe Milton to the Dallas Cowboys for a fifth and a seventh round pick. So an organization...
I think they traded for a fifth and they got Milton in a seventh back.
Okay. They got a seventh round pick back? Okay. They also traded a draft pick 2 years ago, I believe a third round pick for Trey Lance. Was it a third round pick? Was it a fourth round pick?
Maybe I'm mistaken.
Let me look that one up. I just remember I'm factually correct there.
When the Niners did trade him and got that, I went, thanks.
I remember just thinking, like, wait, why did anybody give anything for Trey Lance?
Yeah.
Why did, what? Yeah, you're correct. Fourth round pick in the 2024 draft. So last year they lost their fourth round pick for Trey Lance. This year they will lose a fifth round pick for Joe Milton, which I just. The Joe Milton thing is really funny to me.
Fourth and a fifth for your second and third backup quarterbacks.
Yeah, Cooper Rush, who has actually been a relatively good backup quarterback.
He's had moments where people have like wondered aloud.
By
but,
backup yeah. quarterback standards, he's not bad. I think he signed in Baltimore this year to be the backup. He signed like a one-year, $4 million contract.
Mm.
So I guess my question would be, would you rather give $4 million to Cooper Rush with a $1 million cap hit?
Oh, Milton can't be that expensive.
I'm not saying expensive, but just you're losing a fifth round pick for Joe Milton. The Joe Milton thing is just funny to me. Like, he is viewed as this. I mean, he's got a big arm.
Yeah, but that's all he's viewed as. I don't think people are like, he could be the franchise guy.
He has 241 career passing yards. I mean,
he had a preseason moment.
He did have a preseason moment. You know, he did. He had that moment. He could throw the football long ways, guys. You know, Joe Milton could throw the football long ways.
When did they draft him? What round did they pick him in?
Sixth round pick.
So they got a better
draft pick for Joe Milton
than
what
they
used to give
him in, and they were never going to start him.
Yes. Because they have Drake May. They took Drake May. They have a franchise quarterback. At least they think that they do.
I love the way the Cowboys are run. It makes it so fun.
It just that was the part that made me chuckle, and I'm seeing people in Dallas were like, you know, this isn't that bad of a deal. The guy's got a lot of potential. I'm like, what? Have we watched Joe Milton play football?
And tariffs are good for the economy.
Okay. All right. Joe Milton's in Dallas. There you go. I don't know how you guys enjoy Sundays in the fall. This has become almost like I got to make sure I'm around my TV when it's on, kind of viewing.
It's kind of pathetic by you.
I'm not proud of it.
How many hours you've
I'm
already
not
been
proud
watching.
Of it. We're just in the trust tree here.
Okay.
When it's on my TV, I get excited.
I rarely see it.
Even my wife gets excited. Oh. We always know it's like a little after 5 o'clock.
It's depressing.
Here
it's the
it
end
comes.
Of your Sunday.
And then you turn it on. It's a delightful end to your Sunday. You know why? Because I've been waiting all day for Sunday night. I've been waiting all week for Sunday night.
Yeah, we didn't watch 7 hours of commercial-free gluttonous football.
So, I didn't realize that American Idol is still on TV, but when you get, like, Survivors and American Idols, that's cash cow. You keep rolling it out.
It's on a different channel, though.
Oh, it is?
It's not on Fox. I looked it up. It's on ABC
now. Yeah, ABC took it over when it came back.
Is it different? Or is it the same show, just a different logo?
Same show. Different hosts.
They changed
when they
the judges, right? Or
yeah.
Simon Cowell still doing it?
No.
Paul Abdul?
No.
Randy Jackson?
Randy Jackson.
No.
Because if you have a sword, you've got to get it signed by Randy Jackson.
How do you
Jackson?
Not get Randy Jackson?
No, when they brought it back, it was Lionel Richie, Katy Perry, and I don't know which country guy it is.
Okay.
All right.
It's country guy.
Katy
Perry left.
Still hosting? Like the.
Yeah, Seacrest is. It's still. I think he owns the show. Or he's the executive producer of it.
That guy's a vampire.
Radio Hall of Famer.
He's a rich dude.
Billionaire, dude.
So the trial, I guess we're on auditioning stage, I'm assuming, for America.
Yes,
blind audition.
He watches these shows.
Yeah, he's into the singing shows.
He'll make fun of everybody else watching shows.
Yes.
And then he'll watch these
shows.
He'll
laugh at you for watching something like, you watch
sci-fi
Tombstone?
Show?
Tombstone's a good movie? Let me turn on American Idol.
Like the old West.
I didn't say, that's just, I'm not a Western
Yellowstone?
Guy.
How ridiculous.
How dare you?
Now let's listen to Chad
Katy Perry, tell me about this singer. So this happened. I am now filing a petition since we have had to ban Remix to Ignition, Hot and Fresh Out the Kitchen, Mama Rolling That Body.
Has this fully been banned?
I mean, I think it has. I've tried to unban it because it's such a good song, but I don't.
Brooke Goldsendam
She unbanned it with me. We unbanned it together.
Yeah. A little beep beep. Mama Rolling That Body.
This has to become the new karaoke song because it's a wonderful song, and this happened in American Idol auditions.
I've been waiting all day for a Sunday night. The tough get rough and a prime time fight.
All right.
It's more than a game. It's everything's right. That's why we're waiting all day for a Sunday night. All right, what a night. It's finally here. Sunday night.
Dude, it's a good song. You know every word.
Come on, get up and cheer. The NFL's best
has come to play.
Yeah, belt it.
There's just one thing left to say. Waiting all day for a Sunday night.
Thank you.
The tough get rough in a primetime fight. It's more than a game. It's everything's right. That's why we're waiting all.
I mean, it just gets you going, doesn't it?
Not really.
It's a wonderful song.
It would have been better if she put the teams in it.
Yeah, you got to pick two teams
just
in
pick
there.
Pick two teams, go in.
The Raiders and the Cowboys, or just whatever, right. You know. Yeah.
Ready to go, yeah.
That pretty smart move on her part. Now, she does have a good voice, but also Carrie Underwood being a judge on the show, Carrie Underwood's like, she starts
talking about that's always a double-edged sword, though, if you go perform something from one of the judges.
But she did it differently. It was a different rendition.
It was a different, pacing.
And the blind audition, they only have the piano player. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you get a little piano
there's
music.
There's no band. There's no production.
Also, I wonder too, I wonder if she feels the same way of singing one of her actual songs or a theme song. Like, I wonder if that's a little bit different for Carrie Underwood. Mm. She makes a lot of money. I think she makes $1 million a week to do this thing throughout the course of the NFL season. But
never forget when Schultz tried out and it came to Portland and he said he didn't get to the part to the chorus and he gave us this.
No, dude, get right to the meat.
Yeah, he tried the he sung a long song,
a
if
long
I remember.
A long song, and he did the slow build to the, and they cut him off.
No,
after 40 seconds, they were like, all right, thank you.
No,
like, what? No, I didn't get... I didn't,
nope.
No. I didn't...
He's holding it too long. Just run. Throw it, man.
Exactly.
No, dude, get right to the meat.
Gotta go right into the meat of the song. I mean, karaoke song? If you're at a bar... And somebody starts singing that you've had a couple of pops. It's a nice Friday night. Somebody starts singing. You're at a karaoke happens at the bar.
You think this is a good song?
And they start singing this.
Overall.
You've popped a gummy. Sprague's out in the wild. Swigart's had like 17 gin and tonics. And this comes on at a karaoke bar. You're singing along. Admit it. You're singing along.
What's the better anthem for the sport? Monday Night Football or Sunday Night Football?
Yeah, I think this is.
Can you go Hank Williams Jr.?
I think this is better. I think it's a better song.
I don't know.
All my rowdy friends
is are here for Monday night.
Is that still banned? Is that still canceled?
Well, I think he's been canceled, but I don't think the song's been canceled.
They don't even sing it anymore. Collins now. In the air tonight.
Yeah, Chris
Stapleton and Snoop Dogg is your Monday night.
Chris Stapleton and Snoop Dogg are doing that.
Could he just wear like "I'm problematic" as a shirt and bring him back?
Say
so he
"I'm
can sing
sorry."
No, you won't say
with
I'm
the
sorry.
Piano.
I don't know.
Hey, I think it's karaoke song. I think the people
are
digging it.
I'll put a poll question up. Which song is
better,
Monday Night Football Anthem, Sunday Night Football Anthem?
I legitimately wait for this to come on Sunday nights. We turn the TV volume up way loud, and we sing it together as a family. I'm not kidding you.
Interesting family
tradition. You can ask my wife. We do it every day. It's like cooking. Dinner's usually on. You're cooking. The game hasn't quite started yet. It's like, ooh, it's 5:00. Oh, get the game on NBC.
There's not a college football song, right?
No, not to this level.
They repurpose like artist songs.
And
like,
CBS and Fox have theme music, but they don't have words, I don't believe.
No, the only thing that would be similar would be for College Game Day with Big and Rich. We're coming to your city.
Coming to your city. Yeah. But I don't think, that's not on that level.
Outside of that part, what else do they say?
Yeah, no.
I do not watch American Outsider. I don't know this, but many people are saying that Luke Bryan was the host.
Okay, sure.
Or the judge. Or
like
whatever.
I said, I do not dabble in the country genre. So
all right.
So there you go. I'm digging it. I'm digging this American Idol audition. This gal.
Whole question's up. Which football anthem is better? Monday Night Football, Sunday Night Football?
Waiting all day for Sunday night. We got a lot still to get to. We gotta go to break. It's 8:16, man. You gotta shut up.
I wait all day for the Monday anthem.
Oh
Sunday.
God, when I'm talking, you're not talking.
When I'm talking, you're not talking. Okay. You shut your pie hole over there. Swag's got his stupid Dodger crap going on.
Mm-hmm.
You think Sunday Night Football song sucks?
Like, yeah.
Back after this.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. T&Cs apply.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Timo and Shane chiming in. My wife loves the Sunday Night Anthem too, Dirt, maybe even more than the actual game, so we crank up the volume as well. Dude, we've been waiting all day. It's Sunday night, man. What's there to not be? It's Mike Tirico, Chris Collinsworth. Gets you going. Harley says, I get fired up if I'm at a bar karaoke. Somebody starts singing that song. You would sing along when you know that you would. Sprague's out, I got me. It's 11 o'clock. That comes on, you'd be like, wait, is that?
I would.
Is somebody?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. They're singing the Sunday Night Football anthem.
My wife would be like, how do you know this song? I'm like, what do you mean? How do I know this song?
I got a problem. That's how I know this. That's how I know this song.
Me and my wife do not listen to this together and
I think you should show this to Mrs. Sprague and see how she feels. Turn it on. 5 o'clock for Sunday Night Football of the year.
If Lauryn Hill sang it, she'd care a lot.
She'd be into it. I did want to get to a couple of little tidbits here. So much has been made of complaining about the transfer portal. And I understand all of it. I did want to just take a moment, just a brief moment, to acknowledge and appreciate this legend. Do you guys know who Meechie Johnson Jr. is? You ever heard that name?
No.
No.
Okay.
Big Meech?
The Big Meech. The Big Meecher. That's what they call him. Meecher Jr. I don't know what they call him. I've never seen him play basketball. But his route through college basketball deserves its spotlight.
Okay.
He began his career at Ohio State. Mm-hmm. Played at Ohio State for 2 years. Okay, all right, look at that. He stuck around more than 1 year. How about that? He then transferred after 2 years, and he said, you know what, Ohio State, you're not getting the job done for me. I'm moving on. I'm not playing here anymore. I'm transferring to South Carolina. I'm going down to play in the old SEC. I want to be a Gamecock, damn it.
Is that when Frank Martin was still there?
I don't know.
Screaming.
Probably not. He was at South Carolina for 2 years. Hey, his eligibility's up, right? Well, not really. Everybody gets a million years of eligibility now, so he's still got some eligibility in the to take.
If he played during COVID, that was a no counties.
Yep.
He's at South Carolina for 2 years.
Okay.
Says, you know what, dude, South Carolina, this not for me anymore, okay? 2 years is enough. I'm a two-year man. That's I don't need to be here anymore. He decides to transfer from South Carolina. You want to take a wild guess where he transferred to?
North Carolina.
No, Ohio State. He went back to Ohio State. He played at Ohio State this year. He was at Ohio State for 1 year, back at Ohio State. So technically 3 years at Ohio State with a two-year stopgap at South Carolina in between. He has re-entered the transfer portal, and he has announced his commitment. You want to take a wild guess where he's transferring to?
Going back to South Carolina?
He's going back to South Carolina. Nice. He was at Ohio State for 2 years, transferred to South Carolina for 2 years, went back to Ohio State for a year, and is now going back to South Carolina for his final year, I would hope or assume, of college eligibility.
Awesome.
I just wanted to give that guy just a...
I
this is great. I love that. This is perfect. Not one, you know, just, hey, keep bouncing around.
Can somebody ask why he did that?
I would love to do... Like, this is a guy I'd love to interview and be like, that's got to be a little weird, right?
Like, what was it about Ohio State...
That made you leave.
That made you leave, but then say, I want to go back, and then why did you leave for South Carolina...
Now you're leaving again.
Leave, and then come back.
He left the same university twice, and went back to the same university twice. Just, you know, I saw that and I thought that was a good chuckle. Earlier this week, I had a listener tag us in a tweet about this. And I did have it in my notes. We didn't get to it yesterday. We got fired up talking about Denny Amdia and pissing off a country over in the Middle East. There was an effort to secure funding that we talked about for the Major League Baseball effort in Portland.
Yeah, the expansion of the tax.
The tax, SB 110 or whatever they were calling it.
I think they were just recalculating the math.
That's all
for
it was.
Inflation.
It's 800. It used to be what, 150 million?
150, I think.
Now
when
it's
they did
800
it
million
years ago.
So they were just essentially saying, "Hey, you know, these Aaron Judge players,
let's extend this bill."
Yes. And it took a massive step forward on Monday. It seems like there's going to be no blockage in terms of passing this.
Yeah, it got out of the Senate, and it's in the House now.
Now it's
correct?
In the House. It doesn't seem like anything's going to derail it. And this is a, you know, I think you look for these little benchmarks along the way. Still a long shot, I'm sure, for a lot of people. And some people roll their eyes every time this story comes up. But every time you cross one of these little hurdles, to me, it's something to celebrate and say, man, that's all right. At least they didn't get in the way of that. That was pretty obvious. It's a tax on major league player salaries.
The more things that are in place and ready to go when Rob Manfred has that press conference, the better your chances are.
Yes. So it took a big step getting through the Senate on Monday, big step forward, and now it's in the House. And it does not seem from everything I've read that there will be any opposition to it. And so the first step in terms of funding a Major League Baseball stadium being built down at Zydel Yards is almost clear of the first hurdle.
Well, I don't think this is the part that most people, if they've been paying attention, think, okay, that's got its order. They have figured this out. They're all on the same page. I think the new mayor, I think people around the city understand this is a big win for the city, potentially. The problem I'm having is how many people we work with and that I know still are just like, nah, this ain't happening.
Oh, it's out there for sure. I get it.
And the only thing I think that changed, this is no different, I think, to our conversation about teams can't win it because they haven't won it.
Yeah.
I think it's the same thing for us.
Until they break ground on a stadium, you're not going to believe they're going to break ground on a stadium.
Until baseball announces that Portland is going to be the city and then they dig those shovels, I think people are just going to see this as kind of political posturing of, they did the thing that doesn't change anything.
No.
This changes the financials down the road.
If you get a team and build a stadium.
If you get it. But if you don't get it, then it's just like, hey, we passed this updated version of the Senate bill.
Totally fair. I understand there's a lot of skepticism out there. I think to Swag's point, making sure that everything is as dialed in and showing Major League Baseball, look, we're ready. Like, we got the land, this bill's been passed, here's the money. Like,
and then plus,
just everything's ready to go for your presentation of why you deserve an expansion team whenever Major League Baseball
gets to
that point.
And the fewer political hoops you have to jump through when it elevates to, oh, we're actually doing
this
now.
Hey, go break the ground, go dig,
like,
go
put a
shovel
in the ground.
All this
stuff is done behind the scenes where other people are like, what, is this really a thing? Is it going to happen? They're not paying attention. Then there's fewer areas for the vocal minority to insert themselves into the process.
Go back to Orem's article. It would be the next stuff. So now that the financial part of this, because allegedly, they are saying they have the money, right? This helps with that stuff. The next thing, because it's not just as cut and dry as this has been passed, and now when it's official, it's all good. There's OHSU stuff they have to talk about.
Yeah.
Because that's near the tram, and it's right there, and how does all of that infrastructure work? You can say, hey, you've got the Tillicum Bridge. People walk across it. Yeah, people are also lazy.
Yeah, that's true.
People want access to their cars.
That's why you're going
to
jump on Dirt's Diamond Club Pontoon Boat Company service. Dirt's Pontoon Diamonds. Diamonds in the river. Pontoon River. What was the name of my company? I'm dying on the vine here, man. Help me out.
Wow. That was...
It's like you're bungling a Rihanna song all of a sudden.
It's terrible. I mean, I don't even know what to say. I think you should run a pontoon business anymore.
Look, the name is not what matters. It's the experience you have while on the pontoon is what matters.
It's Dirt's Diamond Pontoon Club.
Dirt's Diamond Pontoon Club. Thank you. I hit that. I think there was a DDPC in there
somewhere.
There was a DDPC in there somewhere.
That was like...
There was a DDPC.
Boy, I was like watching stand-up comedy and nobody's laughing.
It's flubbing a joke.
Dirt's floating boat.
I could choke down six of those easily. That's what you get on your DDPC ride, six hot dogs as we cross the Willamette. If you eat six hot dogs from one shore to one bank of the Willamette to the other, free ride. Free ride on the DDPC.
I think everybody would do that. You'd have no money. So now your DDPC is bankrupt.
Who's cooking the glizzies?
It's a pontoon. It's going slow. I can run a charcoal grill and drive my
charcoal grill.
I got a little charcoal grill next to me.
Forrest Gump tank top.
Yay! Oh! Hey, guys! You ready to go back?
Lieutenant Dan!
The DDPC. I see your larger point, though. No,
I do think having a stand-up comedian randomly appear on a pontoon boat
that'd be great,
the river.
You get stand-up comedy on there. Maybe a guy playing a guitar. Get like a live musician on there.
That's not hard to find in Portland.
No, there's a guy. Get the bucket drummer. The bucket drummer will be on the DDPC.
Can the Unipiper, you think?
I think you could ride a unicycle.
Different themed
going around
boats.
Performances
just around
every
the
night.
The pontoon, going around little circles.
Going around there.
One boat is the reggae boat.
Probably
going to have a white guy.
So we have multiple theme boats now. I have
some guys.
Are you telling me the DDPC is now a fleet? Is that what you're telling me? I got a fleet of DDPCs?
Yeah, dude.
Okay. All right.
I definitely think that's what it should be. You should have themed pontoon boats.
Business is a booming, after all.
There we go.
Things are going wonderful.
If people can have a Disney cruise, why can't you have different themed pontoon boats?
There's a Sunday night football theme, just playing the song the entire way.
Do parents make love on the Disney cruise? Or is that an awkward place to be making love?
sort of princess outside your room. It's like Mickey's looking in your window.
If he's just looking at if he, that's all.
Depends on how big your stateroom is, I would imagine.
It's a button you press for music to like block out the noise you might be making. You walk by.
Let it go.
Do you want to build a snowman?
You know Donald gets down with the freaky stuff.
He definitely does.
He won't commit to Daisy.
That beak's going in weird places,
boy,
man.
He gets angry quick.
Well, somebody said, did Dirt just become an admiral? I think I did. I think I got a fleet of ships in the river. Admiral. I think I'm an admiral. I got family in the Navy. I got a cousin who teaches at the Naval Academy. I'll call him up. I'm going to get a naval hat.
I want to see you in the Captain Steubing outfit with the shorts and the high white socks.
Yes. Now we're talking.
I think there's a worse commercial than Gronk in that insurance for military commercial.
One of the worst ever created.
You got to be in the military.
My brother's in the military.
But I planted these flowers that are in the shape of it. Does that count? No, it does not, Gronk. The DDPC is on its way. Big funding bill passed.
Oh, boy.
All full steam ahead. Let's get
ships just sinking.
Put
the sword in the
air.
Going down with the ship.
Look, here's what I will promise you on the DDPC. If we go down, I will make room on my door for you. I will not be the jack to your rose or the rose to your jack. I'll make room. I'll move over. We'll be all right. We'll survive. Let's get to, does this do anything for you? And is there a local connection? I want to ask that coming up next.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know. I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast. Available wherever you get your podcasts.
Love the text coming in at the fan text line, 503-864-6326. It says, I'll get on a DDPC for sure, bro. I'll bring the weed. Hell yeah, dude. Let's go, man. Somebody else just said, yes, we bang on those cruises. I don't know if that's a DDPC. We don't allow banging on the DDPC. That's not allowed, but maybe he was mentioning the Disney cruises.
There's no private. There's no privacy on there.
No.
Anything
we could have like a blanket in the corner, maybe. You kind of go under a little tarp.
Just going up and
put
down.
A tarp over there. What's happening on this?
I don't eat the wiener.
What's that guy doing under that blanket?
Now people are asking what would be the best Disney song to get down to. Scar singing. Be prepared. Be your best. The DDPC is going to be on Kickstarter soon. Yeah, it's heading to Kickstarter. This is right. It's right around the corner. They're going to get the momentum going. And the one Dirt's Diamond Pond 2
Club's done for the rest of the show. By the way,
I mean, you got to give me a Disney song. You got to, you know, Disney songs. You got to give me one. For me, it'd be Beauty and the Beast. Dirty's Diamond Pontoon Club, the best, wettest, dirtiest ride of your life. And hey, that's Admiral Dirt's Diamond Pontoon Club. We're coming around, man. Here we go.
If anybody
give me 3 inches, I'll take 3 inches.
We might need to do Spragging the Line tomorrow, just
for this. Yeah,
just for everything that's going on this
Final
week.
Final Four going on. Yeah, we'll get some Spragging the Line picks.
You choked down 6 glizzies yesterday.
I did that. We got to make our Masters bets too, because technically we'll start next Thursday, so we won't. You know, by Friday comes around, you can't make your bets on Friday. You got to get them in pre-tournament.
I've known him a very long time, and I'm confidently telling you that
be
if
a man
any,
from Milan.
If any.
Bare necessities.
It's the bare necessities.
If anybody at the fan is having their pontoon boat company ruined and wrecked and going publicly humiliation because there's sex on it, it's definitely
I'm like the Rick Pitino of pontoon boats. Guy's running a brothel service in the back, man. This isn't good. The Nemo song. Oh, God. All right. Let's get to this happened yesterday. Don't have a lot of time here. We'll get you set for your night in sports. Swag actually texted about this. I do find it interesting because we see.
It's a circle of life.
It is a circle of life. We've seen teams go the other direction.
Just finishing.
No!
Savenia!
Sacramento State is going to the FBS, baby.
Yeah, they officially applied for
Here comes Sacramento State. We've seen teams go the other direction, going from FBS back to, like, they're like saying, get me out of here. I don't want, we're not dealing with all this revenue sharing.
Well, they're
going the other way.
Division one for their other sports, just not football.
Not for football. They plan to do so as an independent Sacramento State does. That's the initial plan.
That's just an invitation to come talk to us.
The school has already, they fired a waiver to transfer as an independent. For the most part, when this happens, you get like an invite from a conference, and then you apply.
Then you have
and
to
you
like
have
wait 2 years before
invitation.
You can get into the college football
and they're saying,
playoff
we
or whatever.
Don't have an invite yet, but we're planning to do so as an independent. Do anything for you? Care at all?
I mean, you should care a little bit because
they got a lot of money down there. Evidently, they're willing to pay it.
Yeah, they're supposed to be really backed and has their S together. We talked about this a while when they basically were like, hey, we want to be in your conference. I don't know where the Pac-12 is going to go. We had the Memphis guy on this week. He made it sound like they're not entertaining it unless money changes, which is actually opposite of what the fan base wants.
Well, maybe you get, we're still waiting on that rights deal, which again, it's like the old Pac-12. This will happen in a month. It's right around the corner. Like,
well,
I feel like I've heard that 15
times. Mike
Bibby
is their basketball coach.
Sacramento State did, I know.
SDSU's AD said we would know mid-March. It's April.
It's April. We played the clip on the show.
No different than Kliavkov saying the same stuff, and then they get to media day, like, we don't have a media deal.
But that's what I was going to say to the Memphis thing of, like, if you get that media deal and it ends up being better, is that enough then to entice Memphis, Tulane, whoever else to come to your conference? And I don't know if it is or not.
I mean, you know, I'd rather have them, Memphis, Tulane's, but...
than Sacramento State.
I mean, it helps
some
travel.
At some point, you need one more football playing
school. They have to get another
school.
One.
You need football, and I...
One more football playing
school.
It is not exciting in any way for me as a fan, but I would understand you're close to the Bay, and it just helps with your travel costs.
I mean, it's a West Coast team.
It's a 9-hour drive. It's a quick flight. Like, it just helps a lot of stuff.
A little bit easier to get there than it is to Memphis.
Yeah.
And New Orleans. Or wherever, you know, wherever you San Antonio, if you want to go UTSA or whoever else you're in.
Well, at some point, time will run out. They have to find somebody if they're going to
be a conference
put it
the
together.
Next year. Yeah. There's a date on the calendar where you got to get this figured out.
Well, how does Boise feel about that?
I don't know.
I don't know if
they're
everybody
the
has to.
Does the financial backing of the program make it a little bit like, not that they're obviously not a household brand? We don't
remember.
But
they've been
the
putting money
past.
Into facilities. They have this.
They've injected a lot of money into this.
They have
thing.
The second best like. Track and field facility in the country behind Hayward.
You mentioned they just hired Mike Bibby.
They just hired Mike Bibby to be their head basketball coach.
Yeah. I
bulky Mike Bibby, which is still weird to see him that
way. I tend to be a little cautious on the whole they have the backing. I've heard that before, and then you see school, like, I see it in the NBA, you see it in the NFL, you see it in college from time to time. They've got the money. And then it's like, we're not winning. Money's drying up.
Yeah, we don't have the money anymore.
And so I worry about that a little
bit. At some point, the investment, if you're not getting a return on your investment, it'll dry up.
I think ultimately where I land is You're Welcome by Maui from Moana.
That's the one you go with?
That's every dude. Just under-delivering and still getting, I'm like, you're welcome!
Bet you enjoyed that, huh?
She didn't even say thank you.
I know,
you're
I did.
You're already saying you're welcome.
I had a great time.
Just keep swimming.
The DDPC.
I mean, that is the goal of everybody.
Who's got it better than us?
Nobody!
Let's close it up, get you set for your night in sports, and we'll do it next on The Fan. All right, welcome back in, 8:50. Fun little show today, folks. Fun little show.
It's been a fun week.
How will we top it on a Friday? I don't know, but we'll try.
Fast Break Friday.
It's Flop Shop Friday.
What
it's
are we flopping
break?
On the table?
It's a fastball Friday. Hey, the Mariners won a game yesterday, you know.
They did. They beat the reigning Cy Young winner.
They got a win. Look at you. They scored 3 runs in the game, too. Nice. Good job.
Why do you do this?
It's fun. I enjoy it.
There's no rivalry.
No, there's not at all. Although,
division,
there is a rivalry. You know what? No, there is a rivalry.
What's
because
the rivalry?
The rivalry is this weekend.
Uh-huh.
The Giants have their own home opener tomorrow.
Okay.
The 5-1 San Francisco Giants that nobody's talking about. Nobody's giving us a
chance. The third place San Francisco Giants.
We'll catch you.
Yeah, they're 5-1 in third place. Ridiculous. Yeah. A bunch of cheating bastards. I don't know if you will. I don't know if you guys will have 5 wins by June. We'll
what was
see.
Your point?
My point was they play the Mariners in their home opener, and I...
Oh, I'm going to laugh when they get swept.
I can't watch a game.
Oh, yeah, the blackout.
I can't watch games this weekend. People are like, oh, you just go to, like, meth streams and, like, pull it up on your... I'm not doing that, dude. I don't... And that's... No. Yeah. I don't have Root because I have YouTube TV, and I watch my games through MLB TV, and Mariner games are blacked out. We are not Seattle.
Do you have... You have the extra innings package?
I have MLB innings? TV. Yeah. I don't have extra innings because I don't have Comcast anymore. I have YouTube TV, and I buy MLB TV through
the app.
What's
the price difference? I have MLB TV.
Well, yeah, MLB. So you have the online package. You can watch any game you want.
Any game I want.
I got a hack for you.
Oh.
Talk to you after the show.
Oh. You?
You have a hack?
Yep.
Of all people,
you've cooked up a hack for me, huh?
Yep.
Okay.
Are you a stream Easter? Look at you. I'm proud of you, actually.
I am. I'm a little surprised right now.
You breaking the rules? My God, I'm so confused.
Dirty boy. You're welcome on the DDPC anytime you want, man. Free rides for life.
Where's the bar cart? Is there a bar cart
there's
on
bar, there's a bar cart. Nice. There's a grill, there's a bar cart. We got you taken care
I'll
of.
I'll be your bartender out there.
You can be a bartender. We got you.
Swag's going to be weakened at Bernie's on that boat.
Sprague will be your weed guy. Here, what do you need? I got your gummies. Got
Swag
your gummies.
Hattons all around.
Swag
Let's
Hattons
go.
And gummies on your ride across the Willamette before you go watch some baseball.
I'll be Adam Sandler from Hot Chick.
So that is put your weed in here.
Put your weed in there, man. Blazers are in Toronto tonight. Are we going to watch?
4:30
start time.
Who's going to outtank us this time? The Toronto Raptors.
I mean, yeah, they will because Denny Avdia is still in the lineup. He's probably going to go for 45, 15, and 15 and lead us to a win.
I'll probably watch. I don't know if I'll watch all of it because I think I have basketball for two kids today.
Double basketball today.
Yeah, you know, the thing I didn't think about was spring basketball, because I'm glad my kid's playing again. They're getting involved.
She's into it.
Yeah, she's into it.
As long as she's having fun, that's all that matters.
It only goes until the very last weekend of May.
Yeah.
What I did not account for was tournaments, practice, and how that is going to interrupt playoff NBA basketball.
Yeah, those tournaments take all weekend.
Well, but there's a thing where we vote as a collective. Do we want to play Saturday, Sunday, or play a few games on one day? And I will be voting that direction.
Because
I also do the gambling show Sunday.
Yes.
So, you know.
Working day for you.
The scheduling is going to be interesting by the mid to late part of this month.
Yeah. I remember that the one year I helped coach baseball and like trying to watch games in the dugout, like Nuggets and Lakers Western Conference Finals games. Like, why am I?
I don't want to miss that.
I don't want to miss this. This is when the NBA gets good. Yeah. This is when it's heating up, man. Yeah. So the Blazers are in Toronto tonight. I believe all of our baseball teams are off today.
We need to be off.
Yeah,
we
gotta, you guys need to breathe. Warriors are. They got to go on the road now.
We're going home.
Will the Braves get a win tomorrow?
Who do you got? Who's the home opener?
Great question, Bob.
You got the Marlins at home.
Marlins are 4-3.
They're above 500.
They have a win.
You need a multi-run lead, though. They're the walk-off kings right now.
We just need to win a game, all right? Just Let's win a game and not blow it with our bullpen again.
Any game is all I'm asking for, man. That will do it for us, folks. Thanks for being a part of our Thursday. If you missed the show, go check the podcast. We had a buddy on the show talking about the Florida Gators.
Buddy was great.
Buddy was awesome, giving us a Gators preview for the Final Four. At Dirt and Sprague and at Tending to the Family. Tweet that thing out as soon as we're done. Thanks, everybody, for watching on YouTube. Like the video. Subscribe to the channel. If you haven't done so yet, we're going to try and go to Duke tomorrow in the final of our Final Four stops. We will talk about the Final Four. Will the Blazers do the right thing and lose a game tonight? Time will tell. We'll talk about that on the show as well. Thanks for being a part of our Thursday. We will talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. Colin is next. Listening to 1080 The Fan.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.